I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The director of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation, speaking during a congressional hearing, explained that he has no information to support President Trump's claim the former President Barack Obama wiretapped Trump's New York City residence.
No individual in the United States can direct electronic surveillance of anyone. It has to go through an application process, ask a judge. The judge can then make the order.
So President Obama could not unilaterally order a wiretap of anyone?
No president could.
James Comey also confirmed that the FBI is actively investigating Russia's interference in the presidential race and if there are any links between Mr. Trump and Moscow. Also in Washington, the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch commenced. Michael Bowman reports.
In a day of lengthy opening statements, Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley lauded Gorsuch's conservative judicial philosophy.
You should be concerned about the preservation of our constitutional order and, most importantly, the separation of powers. We have before us today a nominee whose body of professional work is defined by an unfailing commitment to these principles.
Democrats are still fuming that Republicans held the seat vacant by refusing to give former President Barack Obama's nominee a hearing. Republicans hold a slim two-seat Senate majority and would need 8 Democrats to support Gorsuch should a 3/5 vote be required to advance his nomination in the full chamber. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Syrian forces Monday launched a counterattack on rebels in the capital, Damascus, a day after the opposition fighters staged a surprise assault in government-held neighborhoods in the northeastern part of the city. This is VOA News. President Trump welcomed Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi for talks Monday that are likely including the ongoing offensive to recapture the key northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The two leaders discussed the battle against Islamic State during a phone call last month, but this is their first face-to-face meeting. Before departing for Washington, Abadi said he wanted to talk with Mr. Trump about how to complete the final stages to defeat ISIS and those who are helping them. Pakistan opened all border crossings with landlocked Afghanistan for travelers and trade convoys Monday, a month after closing them on grounds terrorists were using Afghan soil for plotting deadly attacks against the country. The prime minister has taken the decision as a goodwill gesture and hoped the Afghan government would take steps required to address the reasons that triggered the border closure. That's according to an official announcement. A presidential spokesman in Kabul welcomed the Pakistani decision, but reiterated that closing borders is not the way to address political issues between the two countries. Britain announced Monday it will trigger Article 50, formally signaling the country's intention to leave the European Union. EU spokesman Margaritis Schinas.
We have been informed in advance. We are ready to begin negotiations. We are waiting for the letter. Now we know that it will come on the 29th. And yes, everything is ready on this side.
Article 50 of the EU's treaty covers how a member can withdraw. The breakup began with last year's referendum in which British voters narrowly chose to leave the EU. The vote appeared to be driven by anti-establishment sentiments and the feeling the EU governing structure has taken too much control away from the common British citizen. Heavy rainfall has triggered flooding and mudslides across Peru, killing at least 72 people, leaving tens of thousands homeless. Days of traditional and additional rain are in the forecast, and half of the country is under a state of emergency, with the rainy season delivering about 10 times the normal rainfall. A just-released report shows that Norway is the happiest country on Earth. Americans, though, they're getting sadder and suggest that it takes more than just money to be happy. Norway topped the list on the World Happiness Report. That's despite the plummeting price of oil, which is a key part of its economy. Some Norwegians said it was all down to well-functioning state institutions that offer free health care and free education, along with a good work-life balance. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast.